This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
McIlroy steps in. Can he do it? Rory looks at the hole. Putter back and through. And he missed on the left. It's only a foot away. It should be no problem, but he's got to keep his focus as we look to a playoff here in the 89th Masters.
Thank you to Mike Tirico and SiriusXM. That's when we thought it was all going south for Rory McIlroy yet again. But lo and behold, he gets to the playoff. And he wins it. Finally, he gets his first Masters and breaks his majors drought. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. It was a crazy scene. I think it had to happen this way. If Rory had just cruised to his first Masters title and just won by five strokes, it does not have nearly the drama. It still would have felt good for Rory, but a dominant win is not what we're used to with him, quite frankly. We needed these ups and downs, and there were a lot of them.
Yes, but if he had won it in dominant fashion, I think that would have created a different narrative that, wow, this guy is really, he's had a great year. This is one of the elite golfers of all time. Now there's still a little bit of asterisk that he does tend to miss big shots.
But you think even now joining people like Tiger Woods and Ben Hogan and Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player and Gene Sarazen, the only guys who have ever completed the career slam, you don't think that's good enough to put him in the inner circle?
It's definitely good enough, but if he had just stormed to the win last night, don't you think we'd be talking about him a little bit differently? There'd be no negative in there. They'd be like, wow, dominant Rory. You know, would be a storyline.
I think this win was so emotional that it's almost like double, you know? It's like he had to overcome all of this, you know, basically just almost handing the tournament, you know, and giving it away. He said at one point afterwards, I almost walked away from history, you know, and instead he steadied himself, had to go to a playoff and grabbed it. And I think what the interesting thing, you're welcome to call in about Rory, by the way, at 888-710-4ISN. And if you are looking for us on Sirius, we were just talking about SiriusXM with Mike Tirico on the call. We are on a new channel, 375 is where you can find us on SiriusXM. But here's the thing. Now Rory's done it. And I'm not trying to turn the page on Rory right away. But if you're asking me who's the next person who I think the sports world would have this like emotion about and who we would all kind of feel like we felt, you know, good for the person.
Like he or she finally won.
There's one person in sports right now. There's one person who I would have this kind of a reaction. Like people had yesterday, EJ getting emotional about Rory McIlroy, and EJ watches five holes of golf a year. There is one person who has also experienced the devastating heartbreak. And when they do finally win, which I think they will, it will be this outpouring of emotion and everything. And the one person is Kyle Shanahan.
Oh my God.
You cannot replicate the kind of losses that Kyle Shanahan has had as a head coach and as an offensive coordinator. You go back to 28-3 when he was the Falcons offensive coordinator. He's blown two Super Bowls, one in overtime. The other, when he had a lead in the fourth quarter, this is like Andy Reid when he finally won with Kansas City. People were crazy over the moon for him. Shanahan is the one guy, love him, hate him, whatever. He will be the outpouring of emotion.
Everyone in the room thought you were going to say Josh Allen, I think. I think everyone in America thought you were about to say, Josh, you're a Bills fan. What are you talking about, Kyle Shanahan? When Josh Allen wins, wildly popular Josh Allen, just like Rory McIlroy, nobody likes Kyle Shanahan.
But it will be that so close. Josh hasn't even been to a Super Bowl yet. By the way, Lamar Jackson should be feeling a lot more pressure than Josh right now. Josh has one MVP. Lamar's got two.
I was ready to argue, how can you say Josh Allen when you say Lamar Jackson? I did not expect Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan is the answer. He's the tortured guy in sports now that Rory has got the monkey off his back.
I think Josh Allen, though, because of the popularity, is closer to Rory. You know, high-selling jersey, kind of like Rory. I wouldn't say he's a singular force in the sport. I'm not sure Rory is either. But I think Josh Allen with Lamar right behind him. I think Josh Allen's a little more popular.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I see a lot of Josh Allen jerseys where, I don't know, Josh is out there a little more. I feel like Lamar just disappears the entire offseason and does his own thing. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
I mean, Josh's got a famous fiance now. Yeah, we're going to go through the whole wedding thing with Hailee Steinfeld. I don't know.
They're both in the same thing, but Kyle's a little different. I don't remember being that excited about Andy Reid breaking through.
That was such a big deal.
But I remember Elway breaking through. When the player does it, if the player is actually on the field, I think it's a bigger deal. Like, Kyle Shanahan can't go out there and throw the ball and catch the ball.
It was a big deal when Bill Cowher won. That was huge.
That was a big deal.
His daughters came on the field, and they were adult daughters.
Like Elway, though? Elway was gigantic.
I mean, Elway might be number one. So I kind of put him in a different category. I just think in terms of the bigger monkey up the back moments, if you think about coaches who kind of lived up to almost the player aspect, I think Andy Reid is one. But Bill Cowher, I remember that one was like...
That was a really big deal, too.
Yeah, because you talk about a guy coming up just short. Like, that guy came up short a bunch to Bill Belichick and losing the AFC Championship game and stuff.
See, I think Elway is a different kind of thing to me. Yes, could probably be number one. We're talking about guys who have got an all-time monkey off their back, and we're asking, who's the next guy who's going to get the monkey off their back? Elway was the chosen one, huge prospects, generational talent, all that, then lost the Super Bowls and then finally won. Mm-hmm. Shanahan, to me, it's like the pain of Rory. The same pain. Not that Elway didn't have pain. And again, he could probably be the number one thing on this list. But if you're asking me who's next, he's got that same pain as Rory. Like, everyone thinks Kyle Shanahan's a great coach, right? Everyone thinks that if he was a free agent today, how many teams would fire their coach on the spot to get Kyle Shanahan? Yet he has these gigantic, huge, blown opportunities on the biggest stages. Mm-hmm. Like,
who's that remind you of? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
It could be them too.
Those two guys. I think those guys are put a little bit ahead. It's just the player over the coach.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I say that.
I mean, here's the thing about Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. They haven't even gotten to Super Bowls yet, you know?
Right.
We got a far way to go here.
Right, but they were battling with the Chiefs till the very end, so it feels like a Super Bowl. I mean, the AFC title game, the 13-second game, that was a divisional round, right? It might as well have been a Super Bowl, because whoever won that game was about to go on a roll. The Chiefs won that year, right?
Did they?
Yeah, so I think it's the same kind of vibe, where Shanahan, also the other thing about Shanahan, he comes off as, I'm smarter than everybody, so I don't think Shanahan has the public support that Rory has, or Josh Allen has, or Lamar Jackson has. I think people liked Elway. People rooted for Elway. Shanahan, I don't think, has a lot of fans who are Kyle Shanahan fans.
Oh, interesting. Also, no, 13-second game, the Chiefs did not win that year. That was the year the Bengals won.
Yes. Oh, okay.
So that's why every Bills fan is scarred, because you think that
they
was that
beaten
the best.
The Bengals, right.
I think they would have beat the Bengals, and I think they would have beaten the Rams, but we're never going to know.
But by the way, yeah, you're right, because you know, the way the Bills play, they definitely would have knocked out Joe Burrow and Aaron Donald. Guys weren't good.
Yeah, listen, Joe Burrow has already gone into Buffalo.
He beat them the next year.
Yeah, he did. Again, I think that Allen, it's like right now, it's so much about him with Mahomes, right? It's like, to me, it's like so, their rivalry, it's almost like he's got to prove he can just get past that before we're even talking about Super Bowl. We're talking about who's the next person in sports to get the monkey off their back, like Rory McIlroy did yesterday and finally breaking his majors drought and winning a Masters. I think it's Kyle Shanahan because of the heartache. Now, you want to say one of the players on the 49ers who maybe embodies this. But Shanahan goes back to that loss with the Falcons to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That's the all-time choke.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. But he wasn't even the head coach for that. A little different. I don't know. I just think
it's more to Shanahan than Dan Quinn.
Just the way we talk about players, it's a little different.
I think it's Lamar Jackson, guys. I think there's a difference between him and Josh Allen. Because
two MVPs versus one.
Because I think with Josh Allen, especially for recently, we feel like he has played well in these games and his team has come up short. It hasn't necessarily always been his fault. I feel like with Lamar Jackson, the conversation often, he played terrible, and that's why his team lost. He wears the losses of the Ravens in the playoffs, I think, way more than Josh Allen does. And I think that's why when it comes to being a monkey on the back, it feels like, you know what, it's got to be Lamar. He's got to get him over the hump. How many times we come on this show and or listen to any show, we're like, that idiot Sean McDermott screwed him again because he doesn't know how to call a timeout, doesn't know. We always blame it on someone else. And a lot of times it's fair because a lot of times Josh Allen, 13 seconds, he played phenomenal. He had some great games. Stephon Diggs drops the ball. Like, guys missed field goals. Like, Lamar had the first time where a guy dropped the ball, and maybe this was the first time with Mark Andrews, but most of the time, Lamar it's just hasn't played well in these games.
Well, he played pretty well this game.
That's what I said. This year is the first one.
This year was Mark Andrews.
But even this one, you were like, well, it was cold outside. Like, and like, you know, he couldn't play in the cold. And then it became a thing like, is Lamar, he can't play in the cold weather? Like, I think that he still carries this thing that for some reason he's not good enough to give over the hump. Where I think with Josh, it's, well, Buffalo is never going to be good to give over the hump.
Well, I think it's like, honestly, I don't think Lamar is. I'm looking at his playoff history. It's been okay. He got hurt in that Buffalo game. Didn't get knocked out, and Tyrod Taylor had
this
to come.
This is 2 years. Yeah, three
I'm just
years
talking about
ago.
Like he doesn't have that many bad losses. Yeah, I mean he lost to the Chiefs. He played pretty badly, but even that game, that was
Chiefs
more
was terrible. He was terrible against
Jay
Tennessee.
Flowers.
He was terrible against Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He was terrible against San Diego his first year. He was terrible against. I mean the Buffalo game. I know you're saying that you gave him a break. He was bad in that first half.
The first half he was bad.
Yeah, he is not. I mean, I support Lamar Jackson. Saying that he's a playoff choker is fair at this point in his career.
I think the one thing about Josh is maybe we don't give him enough blame at times.
Sure.
You know, again, he's got the ball in his hands. Not the Stephon Diggs. You know, he dropped that ball. That was not good. But, you know, he's got the ball in his hands in this last AFC Championship game and couldn't get past the 50-yard line. I mean, there's a lot there. We're asking, so who's the next person to get the monkey off their back now that Rory McIlroy has done it?
You know, there are a lot of other sports, too. I mean, I was looking at baseball. Trout is obviously not even come close, so I don't know if he qualifies.
No,
Aaron Judge hasn't
Aaron
won.
Aaron Judge now with the multiple MVPs. He's been to multiple ALCSs and then the World Series last year. And add on top of it, Manny, close your ears, Yankee fan.
Not again.
For as good as Judge is, Stanton was better in the postseason, and it was his dropped ball in center field, which he never does. The guy's great outfielder. That started that fifth inning from hell for the Yankees.
Yeah, but I mean, were they going to win that series anyway?
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right. He's had some issues even, and that wasn't the first time defensively there was an issue with him. Remember a couple years ago with Bader in the outfield where they don't call the ball and they run into each other, and that sparked a big game for the Astros that also got them eliminated. So Judge, similar to Lamar Jackson, not played well in the postseason.
Right.
So it's not just your team didn't play well. It's you're the reason why they didn't get to where they were supposed to go.
May I throw another name at you guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Lionel Messi has his World Cup now, and you know there's been this rivalry between Messi and Ronaldo for decades now, and Ronaldo still doesn't have his World Cup, so maybe 2026 will be Portugal's year.
That's a great one. Do people blame Ronaldo, though, or do they just say Portugal doesn't have as stacked of a roster as Argentina?
Just, that's another thing. The talent around Cristiano Ronaldo has never really materialized into what it should be.
Does he have other titles, too?
He's got many, many Champions League. He's also won the European Championship. So, I mean, he does have trophies in his trophy case. However, the World Cup is still the one that's missing, and the guy, his biggest rival for all of his career, has one of those.
That's a great one. Because that feels very Rory-esque, too, because he actually is a winner, but just is missing this kind of one big thing. Let's go to Derek, who's in Baltimore. Derek, we're talking about people and teams breaking droughts. This could be the year of it. Who do you got for us?
Maggie, you took my answer. So, look, you did what you didn't, so I'm a Niners fan. I was going to say the 49ers because it's been since 94.
And three Super Bowl losses in that time.
Right, so I didn't become a fan until 99. That's when I started watching football. I've never seen this team win the Super Bowl as a fan. And Shanahan, you guys said, who don't like Shanahan? I don't like Shanahan. He is the biggest choker. This dude, listen, you talk about heartbreak. Against the Chiefs the first time, under 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, up 10, and we got the ball.
Yep.
How do you lose that Super Bowl? Even the second one, we just lost, what, two seasons ago. A 10-point lead. I get it. It was in the first quarter. But still, he is the biggest choker. But the drought has to be San Francisco. It's been since 94.
I will tell you one thing. Derek, my Eagles were up 10 on the Chiefs at halftime, and Mahomes was dead injured. And they killed us in Glendale a couple years ago. So Mahomes plays a little. Yeah. Mahomes plays a little part of this.
But here's the thing. Okay, with Philly, I get it. It was at half. But that was like a young Sirianni. Shanahan is supposed to be this offensive genius who for like 10 years, people have said, oh, he's this, he's that. And Maggie, you say the same thing that everyone else has said. If he gets fired, there'll be people lined up to get him. Good. Let him be someone else's choker. let Shanahan go to another team so that fan base can experience what I have experienced for years, even in 2021 NFC Championship game. Oh. Up 10 in the fourth quarter against the Rams. And we choked. Oh my gosh. Man.
Derek, I don't want to get you all riled up here on a Monday, on your week to get started off right. But this is, again, this is why I think that Shanahan is now the next up with the monkey on his back, because of all the stuff you're talking about, all the fourth quarter leads, all the blown leads, whether it was the Super Bowl, whether it was the NFC Championship game. He's got more scar tissue than any of the players.
But here's the thing. Like Roy yesterday, there were people who were rooting, not against Roy, but they were rooting for other people. They were emotional for Roy.
Yeah.
The only ones that's going to be emotional for Shanahan are Niner fans. And it's not going to be for Shanahan. It's going to be because we finally got a ring. So listen, I'm going to be the first to tell you, if in my lifetime, if I live to see us win the ring, I'm going to boo-hoo, cry my eyes out. Not one tear will be for Shanahan. It is going to be for the heartbreak of 2011, 2012, 2013, 2019, all those years. Shanahan walks around like he is like God's gift to football. There will be no, put it like this, if people want to see the Niners win, it won't be because of Shanahan. It'll be because of Kittle, if anything. Mm. Maybe Fred Warner, or finally Christian McCaffrey if he's still on the team.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
It will not be for Shanahan, who has blown. Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Derek, thank you for the call. Man, I feel for you. We're deep into the NFL offseason right now, drafts in a couple weeks, and I'm, like, excited now for 49er football, just so Derek can erase that bad taste.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like they're headed in the right direction on that one.
We'll see. I mean, that Purdy deal get done when I was on vacation?
They definitely have a better chance if they don't sign that Purdy deal, right? Because they had to lose all those guys.
It's a fair point. I think people were actually happy for Andy Reid because I think he is a bit more likable person than Kyle Shanahan, at least the public. We had someone call in earlier, the Toronto Maple Leafs, that would be a really big drought buster for our friends in Toronto. And they've been long suffering. But as far as individual players, individual people, to me, I think it is Shanahan, although he's not super popular.
Right. I mean, I think you have to take the Roryness into it. Who's closest to Rory? And I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are the two best. I think there's probably, is Luka qualify as this? He's a little young. 26.
Has been to one finals.
One final, kind of.
Really got beat in that one.
Yeah. I mean,
Joker
would have been one of those guys, but he got through.
Joker and Giannis both were dealing with that same kind of pressure. I think Aaron Judge is a good one.
Judge is a great one. I think if you're talking NBA, I think it's James Harden. I think you talk about a guy labeled as a playoff choker.
Jimmy.
He's number one.
Harden has earned that.
Yeah.
Just like Rory was earning it.
Just like I think Lamar's earned it.
Harden is definitely known as a playoff choker. His game sixes and game sevens are atrocious.
I hear you. Yeah. I think We were talking about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Rory McIlroy, James Harden. Who doesn't fit into that group right there?
Well, but to
James
EJ's
Harden
point,
100% fits in that group.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he does.
No
I,
way.
He's an MVP. Yeah, what are you talking about?
The dumbest MVP of all time.
But here's the thing. I think where DJ is onto something, which is how much James Harden's reputation would change if he won.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You know what? If I all of a sudden picked up golf tomorrow and beat Rory at the PGA, my reputation would change. That's just about as likely.
James Harden's going to walk into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he might. So did Carmelo. Is that the career you want?
Hold on now. Where's
this slander coming from?
Can I give you another
like great
one?
Scorers who obviously had no chance of winning a title because they were ball
hogs. No chance, but he took the Warriors to game seven. He's taken the Warriors to the conference finals multiple times. We keep acting like James Harden was getting bounced out of the first round of the playoffs every year, getting swept.
You mean the Rockets.
Sure, yeah, James Harden, whatever team he was on, the Rockets, other teams he's been on, like he's been close. And he's been the reason why they've gotten that far. And they keep coming up short, and he's having these terrible game sevens.
Right.
And these terrible games where the team has a chance to maybe make that finals.
I'm well aware of James Harden's history.
Right, yeah. I think you're being a little biased. I think that's you don't wanna realize Harden is one of the greatest players of his generation.
He's in that category. Yeah. Can I give you another coach? This one's gonna chap EJ a little bit.
Tom Thibodeau.
Mark Few.
That's my pick.
I mean, talk about getting the monkey off your back, and we're talking about Rory McIlroy did it yesterday. I mean, Mark Few, all these teams playing that easy Gonzaga schedule most years, you know, then getting to the tournament, having NBA players. You know, all the things and not being able to win.
I think with Few, too, he has, in some ways, similar to Josh Allen, which I agree with Pearl on this point, he has the Rory McIlroy effect where I feel like everyone would be very happy if Mark Few won a championship. I think he had a really
probably
bad...
Probably more than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, he had a bad DUI moment that I think most people don't even remember. But besides that, and Maggie declares him because she just shook her head. But I think most people think of Mark Few as one of the good guys in college basketball, whether that exists or not. So I think there's like, oh, Mark Few, good guy, good program. His team always plays, you know, the right way, so to speak. And the fact that he hasn't won, he's never been a guy against the media or against the fans. He's built a great program. I think if he won, you'd be like, wow, like, okay, that guy we saw keep coming up short. You'd feel good for him that he won.
He finally won.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be, he's not quite as popular. You know, we're talking like the stratosphere popularity with Nico. I'm sorry, not Nico. I'm on Nico. Rory and Josh Allen. I don't think Mark Fuchs in that same conversation.
Not popularity. Popular. I agree with that.
Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we're talking about Rory. We're talking about Aaron Judge, Josh Allen. These are goats, you know. These are first ballot, high-level Hall of Famers. So it's kind of hard. That's why Elway fit this. Because if Elway was just some normal quarterback, then it wouldn't have been as big a deal. But the fact that he was an all-timer who couldn't get through. So I think we have to reserve this, be pretty careful.
Sure. 888-710-4ISN. Okay, Rory McIlroy has the monkey off his back. Who's the next person in sports who needs to have a similar W? Who needs to do this and get this done to change how people view them? Again, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. On Mondays, we do the M&P 500. Whose stock is up? Whose stock is down? We will do that next.
All right. Every Monday, we do stock up, stock down in the world of sports, the M&P 500. Maggie, why don't you get us started?
Okay, I think Rory's probably the no-brainer here. It seems a little too obvious. Of course, Rory McIlroy wins the Masters yesterday, his stock up. So I'm going to go to something a little less obvious, and I'm going to say stock up on Shador Sanders draft stock. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I still think he's alive for, I know Adam Schefter would disagree with me, but I think Cleveland's still alive. I think the Giants are still alive. And now definitely the New Orleans Saints after the question marks around Derek Carr's shoulder. We can get more into this tomorrow, but I don't see how Shador has fallen out of the top 10. The Saints pick ninth. So I think all that talk about Shador is even a first round pick, mid first round, late first round. I think his draft stock goes up because of that Derek Carr injury.
Yeah, still right below that 8.5 line.
I know. That's where the betting line is, right? They're so good at this.
I don't know if it moved at all. There are some rumors that the Saints are infatuated with Jackson Dart, too. Possible Dart jump Sanders. I doubt it.
What I would do if I were the Saints, though, and we can talk probably more about this tomorrow, but I would tank for Arch. I know you don't think Arch is necessarily coming out but next year, but hometown guy, it'd be epic. Saints could probably be really, really bad this year if Carr doesn't play.
I don't know. They got a lot of old guys, though. Don't they?
Trade them off at the deadline. Trade Cam Jordan at the deadline to the Rams or something. I don't know.
Also, you're in the tank of the NFC South is a Herculean tank.
Yeah, you do have to really commit to the bet.
I don't know how you could possibly do that. They still have Kamara. They still have Olave for now. Yeah, they have too many old guys. DeMario Davis, our favorite Super Bowl interview. Okay.
What a gentleman.
I will go with, I was going to go NBA, but I want to go back to Nick Dunlap. Nick Dunlap shot, this is my stock up. He was 18 over in his opening round of the Masters, which would be stocked out. Yeah, it's the all-time worst record. There was a worse one, but the guy never handed in his scorecard. He came back.
I wouldn't either.
He came back the next day and shot a 71 on Friday. So he finished 17 over. But to have the ability to come back from the worst round in Masters history and to go under par, that's pretty crazy, right? Don't you give that kid a lot of credit?
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's a promising golfer, too.
But also at that point, you got nothing to lose. You just scored so bad. I mean, you're free. It's like, well, it can't get any worse, right?
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good point. I thought you would get so down on yourself that you'd lose your swing altogether.
It's possible.
By the way, that guy's he's going to be a superstar anyway, so we don't have to worry about him. He's very, very young. He'll probably make millions and millions of dollars. But that's pretty good. Okay, stock down.
Okay, if the stock goes up, that means the stock goes down. And boy, don't we know that. But this was from yesterday. So the Tigers are playing the Twins. And this is what it sounded like for Jose Miranda, who was called safe but thought he was out.
Cue to the ground at first. Torkelson will play it. It's a second for one. The return throw and will not be. Oh, now they're going to say Miranda was safe but then came off the bag and was tagged out by Keith.
Was thinking about turning two. Was looking to see the pitcher covering.
100% the right call by Moore. Yeah, Miranda never even got to the bag.
He just walked away from the bag, and this is why it's stocked down. All right, mental error, Jose Miranda. He was optioned to AAA after the game. Ouch. That is a terrible mistake to make, and then they just basically got him right up out of there. So that's a stock down.
Get ready to learn St. Paul, buddy.
He can.
Good thing it's right across the river.
Meanwhile, I mean, the Twins lost. They're 4-11 on the season.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. That's a little stock down. You got to pay attention to the umpire.
I'll do my stock down, the Warriors. So the Warriors lost yesterday to the Clippers, and now are in the play-in. What's the stat? Are they 0-3? You said earlier in the show. They're 0-3 in the play-in. Like, this could go drastically wrong for the Warriors. I'm a little bit worried about them. You saw some vulnerabilities in this game last night. Like, they're good, but they do not look elite enough where they can screw around. I'm a little worried that they're going to find out here.
I'm thinking this is like a little like Rory's last round where it has to be maximum drama.
Got it.
You know, you got to lose to the Clippers in overtime in the 82nd game of the season, and then you got to play your way from the play-in tournament to the finals. That's what I'm thinking. The Warriors just need to amp up the drama.
Yeah, I feel like, and you saw Zubac had a big game, like height could be a problem for this Warriors team, which has been on and off for the last 4 or 5 years. I kind of want them as a fan to see them advance a little further. You want to see Curry.
No doubt.
I'm worried it's not going to happen this year. All right, what else you got?
Well, I've got another stock down because I'm going to call myself out on this one.
Okay.
So you guys know I was on vacation. Manny, I was in Mexico. And we had such a fantastic time. And you know, when you get one of those really, really great vacations and everything was just going swimmingly, it was my family. And we were at this, you know, resort where the thing was buffets. Almost everything was a buffet. So the final night, we're having our you know, like we do like one like really nice dinner. So we're doing this nice dinner at the steakhouse, but they still had like a salad bar, like a mini buffet, like a appetizer buffet.
Like, love that.
The best. Rekindled my love of buffets this trip. So there's a plate of grilled peppers on the buffet, just sitting there with all the other stuff.
What kind of peppers?
Well, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked,
Maggie.
Bro. Because I think I'm a little used to America.
Oh, no.
Where?
Shishito peppers?
But
those
I
are delicious.
Maybe it was a shishito pepper. Shishito pepper.
Yeah, what are those?
One of those peppers. Sure. So I take a couple of these peppers. Manny already knows where this is going.
Oh, God, man.
And I put on my plate, and we're having our nice appetizers and, you know, all that. And I take this pepper, and I just remove the stem, and the thing's probably about an inch, maybe, inch and a half of a pepper. And I put the entire thing in my mouth, and I swallow it.
Oh.
It was a habanero.
Yeah.
And you know, guys, I'm not going to give you any more details after that. But just to let you know, I never eaten anything that spicy. So it was the seeds, the habanero pepper.
The seeds are the worst part,
everything,
right?
Everything. And I ate it in one, like, bite.
Like a lady.
Like the lady that I am, the classy broad that I am. And when I tell you, obviously, it's immediate. And it's like, oh, no. And my brother is there. My older brother, Jeff, just said, you got to muscle through.
So did you drink milk? What'd you do?
We did have some milk at the table because luckily we have some children at the table.
Milk. Lucas, save your life.
Yeah, Lucas and my niece, Bella. But it was, it starts in your mouth and it's it makes it numb.
It's a thrilling experience.
But it doesn't stop there.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think we all know where this ends. And
yeah,
I don't
I'm
think
not
we're
telling
discuss
you.
Discuss that
okay,
part.
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you it's a miracle I didn't end up in a Cancun hospital. Let's put it that way. But so here's the question I have, though. So it was a plate of habanero peppers on a buffet. It was not labeled.
Yeah.
Who's
but
bad
like
is
little
this?
One-inch red.
No, no, it was like this. It was like 2 inches. It was big. I actually have the photos.
Oh, okay.
I'll put them on social media. You can see the plate of peppers. My mom took a picture.
What color are they?
I'll show you.
Are they orange, right?
Red or orange?
Well, were they like, were they roasted?
Yeah, they're like grilled. So like, this is what they look like. And these are all habaneros.
They don't look like it.
Sorry. So I looked up the Scoville meter, which is how you rank hot things. And it's like, okay, a jalapeno is between 2,500 and 10,000. The habanero is 100,000 to 350,000. I ate the whole pepper with the seeds, the whole deal. And not a piece of it. I ate the whole freaking thing in one bite and
like
almost
popper.
Died in a
congratulations, Maggie.
You
that's
sure?
how you get baptized in Mexico.
Thank you. You know, I've never done ayahuasca like Aaron Rodgers,
sure,
but
yeah.
I kinda get it now. I kinda had like a life altering experience.
Yeah, habanero,
with this
ayahuasca, same thing.
I felt like it was crazy.
So I feel like this
these
is,
are definitely not spicy peppers. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
These are
Would
clearly,
you have taken one of those?
These are clear. Well, I wonder if maybe somebody told you they were habanero. Did you actually ate a shishito pepper and thought you were dying?
These
are not jalapenos.
All right, let's assume.
These are not
jalapenos.
Habanero.
I eat jalapenos.
These
all
are
the
not
time.
Dangerous. These are not dangerous peppers.
Do you think
sure
I made it up?
Maybe
it'd be impossible.
That long green one is. There's no way that's
I
a dangerous
one of
pepper.
The small yellow ones. This is what I ate here.
Yeah.
The small yellow one.
So
that would do it.
Yeah, that would do it. And I'll believe your story, unlike Perloff.
I don't. Yeah, I think that
who fades the story. How could I ever? Why would I ever publicly share this? If
I think
it was
you're
fade?
Super soft on spices. You ate a medium spicy pepper and thought it was the end of the world.
I had been in Mexico for days. I was eating jalapenos with my breakfast.
She also handled tuna green jello. Like, I trust her fortitude in this area. Like, this hits you. I get it.
Oh, I'm from upstate New York.
Yeah.
They put Frank's Red Hot in our baby bottles.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's like 60-40 their fault. There should have been a sign. You probably shouldn't in Mexico have just eaten something that you didn't know what it was, pepper-wise.
I couldn't tell, so like, who to blame. Because like, I felt like the idiot. I mean, I really was, I took this one on the chin.
Those do not
they
look
like, and my mom,
they look
though,
totally harmless.
My family had my back. They were like, no, they should definitely be labeled. This is a tourists, obviously. We're not in some, you know, small restaurant in Jalisco or something like that.
In Guadalajara.
We're in Cancun. Like, it's all gringos there, you know, and other tourists.
We'll see.
It's crazy just have habaneros are sitting there. I'll be real.
It was rough time,
no label,
guys.
That's wild.
I'm just like, I'm over it, but like, I'm also like, I'm past it. I'm not over it. Like, I'll never be over it.
That's the one.
Like, ever. Yeah. Like, I had a life-altering experience.
I'm looking at the picture. That's definitely a habanero.
Thank you.
But that's definitely a shishito, right?
No, Perloff changed his mind. That never happened.
My bad. I took the wrong bite.
There's at least 15 shishito peppers right there, too. Those are harmless.
I'm going to tweet it
Why'd
out.
You go with the orange one?
I don't know, because I just thought they were all the same.
Oh, no. Did you make a big deal of eating it? Like, did you hold it by the stem and eat it? And like?
But the best part is I ate it, and I realized, like, oh, no, something bad has happened right as the waiter takes the photo, like we like the family photo, like everyone, and I'm just crying
Tres
at first.
Dos, uno smile.
I crawled to the anyway. Jeez. I'm not going to tell you any of the details except for I'm forever changed, altered. The Maggie that left is not the Maggie that returned, and that's
you traveled home in that aftermath.
It was our last night.
So the next day, coming
next
home,
day,
you were
I
not
mean,
great.
It was 24 hours. Pure hell. Anyway.
Really?
Guys, check the buffet.
Wait. What was the next? What do you mean it's 24 hours? Like,
so the first 30 minutes were actually pure hell.
Right. That's bad.
And then it kind of stays with you in this weird way. Because there's also an embarrassing part of it, too. Like, there's a huge... I'm with my family, so that's fine. I'm sharing it all with you guys now. But, like, there's a... It's a humble... Like, it's a humbling experience. Put it that way.
Okay. But the pain didn't last for 24 hours. Then you get
the second wave of pain.
But it's just like... It kind of sits a little bit.
But that's what I was wondering. Did it upset your stomach really bad?
Yes.
Oh, y'all are
spell it.
Anywho, so that was a little bit my
vacation. Upset your stomach?
Mm.
You're soft.
My everything.
That's weak sauce, Maggie.
I feel like my hair and nails are different. Like, I don't know. Everything's different about me. I'm just not the same. All right, let's take a quick break. Bogus will come back with headlines for us. And that was a little M&P 500. Have you ever eaten a habanero? And was it on the restaurant or is it on me to know how hot this pepper was? It's M&P.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Using your phone while you're driving could kill someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Maggie, I had a story yesterday coming back from Philadelphia, and I like to drive.
It's, yeah.
I do not like when someone else is driving in the car. I feel like I have more control. Also, I'm responsible to the kids if I'm not driving, so it's a way to sort of zone out. But yesterday, I had to have my wife drive because I was trying to follow the Masters on my phone, and I did not want to risk it. I did not want to be tempted by the phone sitting there. It was kind of getting a little late on Sunday. It was Sunday afternoon. So it was a good example of, listen, I want to drive, but I'm going to be smart about it.
That's great. See, you're supposed to put the phone down.
Yes.
And if you want to watch the Masters, then let Sarah take the wheel and you'll be better off for it. Then you have to worry.
Yeah. Got home right. It got really good. Got home when Rory was on the 10th hole, but it was a great experience. But again, The No Temptation at All was really smart about it. I know, yeah, and you listened on the radio a little bit.
I was listening on the radio. I listened to a little Masters radio yesterday because I was driving also, and I was also tempted to put on, you know, one of the streaming services and just sort of have it on. And I'm like, I can't do this. I got my kid in the backseat and myself and everyone else on the road, and I just wanted to be as responsible as I could. So I heard the hushed tones of Masters Radio.
Another reason radio is awesome.
And that is true. Okay, we have to get to some headlines here. Bogish is here because my story about eating a whole habanero on my vacation unsuspectingly took up a little too much time.
Yeah, and it looked, I guess, maybe like Rory was dealing with hot peppers during the final round of the Masters yesterday. But it wasn't enough struggles to have Bryson DeChambeau take advantage. He carded a 3 over 75 in the final round to drop to 7 under, 4 shots out of the playoff that Rory eventually won.
If I just had somewhat a good iron play this week, it would have been a lot different outcome. But coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You got to do it out here and take a lot of good from this week. I'm excited for the rest of my life.
So at least he's got that going for him.
I didn't see that coming. I saw what he said about the irons, but he didn't say I'm excited for the rest of the season.
No, rest of my life, the next 70-ish years.
I'm excited for the rest of my life.
That was on CBS,
that's
I believe.
Kind of amazing. Usually you sound kind of like a jerk when you say that stuff, kind of like implying like I'm Bryson DeChambeau and you're not, and my life's going to be awesome because I'm rich.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like he was just searching there.
It almost sounded, it reminds me a little bit of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where Jonah Hill asks Russell Brand again if he's listened to his demo, and he's like, I was going to, but I just kept living my life. It's a little dismissive like that. DeChambeau could only watch Rory birdie 18 to beat Justin Rose in that playoff, the first at the Masters in 8 years. It ends McIlroy's 11-year search for the career Grand Slam. He is the sixth ever now to win all four majors. Seeds 4 through 10 unsettled on the final day of the NBA regular season. A good team or two was going to end up in the play-in out west. The Warriors, one of them, falling at home in OT to the Clippers, 124-119. Curry and company now have to host the Grizzlies tomorrow night instead of getting 5 days off.
You have to take the positives of where we were 2 months ago and know our season isn't over. So we would have loved to have, you know, taken advantage of these last four games, and you know, you have to be able to wash it down the drain quick.
The Dubs also
sounds tired.
Yeah, he's a terrible quote. Getting anything out of him in
Steph
these
Curry after all these years,
everything is so slow and deliberate, and he clears his throat all the time. I don't know if it's on purpose, but it takes him 30 seconds to get one succinct thought out.
It's like Aaron Boone, man.
But then he also said, "I'm the petty king," which is an all-time great quote. So.
The Nuggets got the 4 seed after a 126-111 win in Houston. Those Clippers are the 5 seed. Then come the T-Wolves. Rest easy, Sixers fans. Head coach Nick Nurse and GM Daryl Morey are coming back despite this year's disaster. Philly has a 10.5% chance of winning the lottery.
That's an upset, no? Pearl?
What do you? Oh,
Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey coming back?
No, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I thought you meant that they had 10.5%. We're all so excited about this lottery. It feels like an overwhelming gift from the sports gods.
Whomst is we?
I think, I mean, Nurse did his job. He won 13 straight, right? I've lost 13 straight. He did, don't you think
is that your job?
To execute a tank, yeah, I think you get some credit. I think the front office said, hey, if you do this, we'll bring you back. That's the way it should be in the NFL. That's why the NFL guys keep screwing up their tanks.
That I agree with.
Yeah. So it was a promise was made. Don't you think?
Promises made, promises kept.
No, honestly, don't you think Nick Nurse deserves to get back to
guys, him? I don't know, does Daryl Morey deserve to keep his job?
He's a little dicier, but I think Nurse definitely keeps it.
I mean, I think Maxey's a fine contract, but the Embiid contract and the Paul George contract are just god-awful.
Two of the worst in the NBA.
I mean, maybe the Jared McCain draft pick helps you, but then he got hurt.
Don't you think most people would have done the Embiid contract? You think?
No.
No, you don't think a lot of...
I don't know.
What was the alternative? Just try to trade him for nothing, or like, you know, 10 cents on the dollar?
I think he had years left.
Yeah, he has another year left on the deal. I think I would have waited till this year, maybe.
I would have waited and waited for him to ask for a trade and been like, "Ooh, I'm off the hook."
I just don't remember that take before Embiid signed his contract. But okay, go ahead.
Before his 15th knee injury. Sure.
This question's not for the giggle squad to my left here. Any judgment on Mikal Bridges playing for 6 seconds yesterday and fouling off the opening tip?
Foul was a little aggressive, by the way. What was that about? I was like, he's trying to start a fight.
This is his old team. He probably doesn't like him much.
He doesn't know that guy who had the ball for the Nets.
That's true.
He's got no thoughts on that, dude.
Do the players on the Brooklyn Nets know who that player was?
Probably not. Well, from the GM.
Fans,
yes.
Fans know.
Fans definitely know.
He's done this once before, at least as a Net, too. So I guess the argument for him is that this year he has played the Knicks into position where yesterday didn't matter, so he's allowed to.
I had no problem with it. Yeah.
I don't either. I just wanted to see if I could rile up a Knicks fan or two.
There was someone in the NFL did this, too, right?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yeah.
Yeah,
play for
one snap
to keep the consecutive
starts. For some reason in football,
streak.
And I swear this is not a Knicks thing, for some reason in football that bothered me more. I think there's a lot more risk on your body to actually play a game.
Yeah,
I know there's risk in the NBA, but like I don't know. Something about that was like, well, that you didn't really play.
Is he the NBA leader right now in consecutive games?
Yes.
He's Iron Man. What, 14?
No, that's Joel Embiid's record.
Iron Man. What's his streak at?
It's like years long.
Like at 600 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He never load manages?
Nope.
No. He has never missed a game in his career.
That'll come back to bite them in the playoffs.
Well.
Oh, at least the Knicks are in the playoffs. How the Sixers doing?
Pete Crow Armstrong, two solo homers in the Cubs 4-2 win at Dodgers Stadium last night. Those Dodgers have now lost 5-7. And the Winnipeg Jets lost to the Oilers last night 4-1, but clinched the President's Trophy for the league's best record when the Caps lost to the Blue Jackets. The bad news there is it has been more than 10 years since the team with the best record went on to win the Stanley Cup. Guys, I'm done.
Bogish, thank you so much for that. Fantastic job. NBA playoffs, I'm excited about it. Sort of.
Sounds like it.
Oh, my God. The NBA playoffs has been about 2 months of garbage we've had to sift through in the NBA to get to this moment.
Well, we've been talking about these seasons are just way too long, but there's nothing we can do about it. Let's update some poll questions for you. How about this one? Do you believe fans who say they got emotional watching Rory win yesterday? Yes, it was dramatic. No, they're exaggerating. Yes, won 65%, or is winning 65%. So Perloff thinking everyone who was faking it because they said they got emotional about Rory.
I didn't say everyone, but I do feel like all of a sudden there were a lot of lifelong Rory fans that I did not know were Rory
like
fans.
EJ?
Lifelong fans to appreciate a good moment.
Who would a first-round playoff exit be more devastating for, Lakers or Warriors? Probably you're correct on this. Lakers, 81%. More pressure on them.
It's just a function of being the Lakers.
Yeah, and I would push back on it just because I think that we'll explain away, like, oh, Luka just got there, and Luka needs to get in shape, and Luka. And
I think
LeBron will be better next year.
I think it's a time frame on LeBron. It's at LeBron age. I mean, I know you think it's not a real number, and it makes no sense.
It's not.
I do think it can't last forever. I mean, at a certain point, he has slowed down. You will give me that. Luka helps him because he can, you know, I think EJ brought this up. LeBron can mail in the first part of a game and then come up in the fourth quarter, but he is definitely slowing down.
Well, I think he also is kind of being strategic. Like, he took off his injury this year was what, 2.5 weeks?
No, his annual groin injury at the end of the season.
I'm just saying, like, he kind of takes some time. Like, he load manages himself and, you know, they're better off for it.
Yeah, I just think that it's got to be this year or next year for LeBron. And this year is as good as a chance because the Thunder are not getting any worse. They're going to be even better next year. They're really young. I think there's a lot of pressure to do it. I think they have a good chance. You think they have either of those teams have a chance?
Yeah, because we've seen, for the Warriors at least, the championship pedigree. I mean, playoff Jimmy is a real thing. Now he's with a better team.
I feel like the Lakers have an easy path to the conference finals. Then they run into the Thunder.
Ooh, I don't know. I think the T-Wolves are going to be a thing.
If they get past the T-Wolves.
By the way, I wasn't here
the Rockets.
When Mark Malone got fired. That was crazy.
Who in the heck is Mark Malone?
Backup quarterback.
Mike
Steelers.
Malone, I mean.
Michael.
There you go.
Michael.
Welcome back, Maggie.
Who is Mark Malone?
Backup quarterback. Steelers. Awesome. Sirius XM NFL Radio.
All right, I'm going to see myself out. Thank you, EJ Stewart. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez, Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, the Weedos.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting.
Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.